Praise and thank God this weekend we have a RETW. It will start tomorrow morning until Sunday afternoon. But tonight I was asked to share a topic, leading by example.
所以今天, 我被邀请讲的题目是, 作为一个榜样。
We know our Lord Jesus Christ, He's always led by example.
我们知道耶稣基督他常常都以他的行动作为我们的榜样。
In righteousness and holiness.
在公义还有在这个, 圣洁上。
In love and in peace.
在爱心还有在安静平稳的事上。
And ultimately in sacrifice.
最终在这个把自己献为活祭。
Of course, we can say to ourselves the reason why Lord Jesus Christ he can be an example all of us because he's God himself.
我们可以说耶稣基督可以作为我们每个人的榜样，是因为他是神。
But if we look those who follow him.
但是如果我们看那些跟着他走行的这些人，
they also led by example.
这些门徒呢，都是跟着他的这个模范来走。
So that's why tonight I would like to share with you how Paul served God by example.
所以今天要跟大家分享的就是如何跟着耶稣基督这个榜样来学习。
Let's turn the book of Acts chapter 20.
我们看《使徒行传》的第二十章。
The book of Acts chapter 20.
使徒行传二十章。
Chapter 20 is where Paul went to Ephesus for a couple of years.
所以我们知道二十章呢，保罗到以弗所好几年。
And when he was there, he taught the disciples night and day.
在那里呢，他教导这些门徒，昼夜教导这些门徒。
And he lived his life with such great example.
在他的生命当中，作为一个非常好的一个模范。
And now in chapter 20, by the end, he was on his way to Rome.
现在二十章谈到他已经要往罗马去。
But as when he shared with the disciples in Ephesus,
当他跟这个以弗所教会的门徒来分享,
they all started to cry.
他们都一起痛哭了。
Let's read verse 36 to verse 38.
我们看第36节到第38节。
The book of Acts chapter 20, verse 36 to 38.
使徒行传二十章36到38节。
And when he had said these things, he kneeled down and prayed with them, verse 37.
37节。
Then they all wept freely and fell on Paul's neck and kissed him, verse 38.
38节。
Sorrowing most of all for the words which he spoke, that they would see his face no more, and they accompanied him to the ship. So here when Paul gave his sharing to the members in Ephesus,
所以当这里当保罗把他的讯息跟这些以弗所的门徒分享之后,
at the conclusion of his sharing, he knelt down and prayed with them.
说完了就以会众跪下来祷告。
I mean, you can just picture this, it's just a very beautiful thing.
当你可以在脑海里来思想这个是一个非常美好的一幅画。
And then after they prayed, they all wept freely and fell on his neck and kissed him.
他们一同祷告后，众人痛哭，抱着保罗的颈项和他亲嘴。
You can see that their relationship truly knit together.
我们可以看到他们的关系是非常的要好。
And they say in verse 38, and sorrowing most of all for the word which he spoke, that they would see his face no more.
他们最伤心的就是他说以后不能再见我的面。
So when we have a close relationship with a person,
当我们与一个人有个非常良好的关系,
the last thing they want, you know, we want to see is for them to leave us.
我们最不想见到的就是对方离开我们。
You know, it's you know, the brother and sister from Hawaii.
对，从校外来的弟兄姐妹。
They planned only come here for 2 weeks.
他们其实只想到这里两个星期。
1 week to help with the minister workshop.
一个星期呢，来协助这个长职进修会。
And 1 week to hang out with my family.
一个星期呢，跟我的这个家人一起共。
But only into you know several days. I mean several days of being in Dallas.
所以他们在大勒斯住了好几天。
They want to extend their stay.
他们想延续他们的这个时间。
And I told them on Friday I need to be turned back to Houston.
我告诉他们说星期五我必须回到休斯顿。
And they say it's okay, we'll stay until Sunday, we'll just stay by ourselves.
他们就说我会自己留到星期天才回来才回去。
So today we left around 1 o'clock and they just, you know, they home by themselves until Sunday.
所以今天下午我们就来了苏斯顿，他们就会打算留在我的家到星期天。
And you know, and it seems like wow, they really like Dallas.
所以看来他们是否非常喜欢 Dallas?
Even though Jay White tried to convince them to move to Houston.
虽然杰华弟兄想把他们邀请来休斯顿住
，But they shiver me when they come and just stay with us and you know and talking to brothers and sisters.
他跟我们分享，当他来到这里跟弟兄姐妹来做团契的时候
，They just feel so much peace and joy.
他感觉到非常喜乐。
Even you know Sister Lori, she applied for a job in Dallas.
甚至洛里姐妹她已经在大拉斯申请工作。
And they're looking for houses to buy.
他们在找这个房子来购买。
And I was completely in shock, like what?
我就非常的惊讶。
How can you leave Hawaii?
我就问她你为何可以离开夏威夷？
Hawaii is paradise on earth.
因为我们所知道的夏威夷其实就是地上的乐园。
But actually, it's not the location where we live.
其实不是我们居住的这个地方。
But the kind of relationship we have with people.
是我们与对方有建立良好的关系。
Actually, the two brothers, they didn't really want to go back, and Sister Lori didn't want to go back, but she cannot take any more vacation, so she had to go back.
所以其实这两位弟兄还有这位姐妹，他们不想回去，但是这位姐妹必须回去，因为她的工作的的假期已经满了。
And I was thinking, how did I become so close with them?
我在想，我如何跟他们建立一个美好的关系呢
？Because actually, I spend more time in Hawaii than my own home.
其实我在夏威夷花的时间比我在家里花的时间还要长。
I slept in Honolulu bed more than I slept at home.
我在Honolulu 教会睡的床比我在家里睡的床还要久。
And all this year we went through so much together.
所以这些年呢，我们花了很多时间在一起。
The up and down in our faith.
在信仰上的起起落落。
The you know the happiness and the sorrow that we all went through.
我们在信仰上所经历的这些痛苦还有。
Then 10 years later we became just like.You know, brothers and sisters in real life.
所以十年后呢，我们几乎是变成了亲兄弟。
And that's why every time we say goodbye to one another is very difficult.
所以每次当我们要彼此跟说再见的时候，是非常困难的一件事。
And I also can feel it when Paul was telling them that he must leave to go to Rome.
所以在这里我们看到保罗告诉这些门徒，他必须到罗马去。
So after they pray together, they just feel so sad.
所以他们。一头祷告过后呢，他们感觉到非常的沮丧。
Because for them, they say, you know, they won't see his face no more.
因为保罗告诉他们，说他们以后不能再见他们了。
So that's why for us, when you know, as SRE teachers,
所以作为这个宗教教育的老师
，it's so important, you know, to measure our relationship.How did a student feel about us?
So we have to know, we have to understand, we with our students' relationship is
If every Sabbath they can't wait to come to see us,
if every Sabbath they can't wait to come to see us,那就是意味着这些学生呢，跟这些宗教教育老师有一个非常良好的关系。问题是
，How can we build this kind of great relationship？
我们如何建立这样良好的关系呢
？Now quite often it takes many years。
很多时候必须花上很多年的时间。
And let's look at Paul as an example。
我们就拿保罗作为一个例子。
Chapter 20, verse 18。
第二十章的第十八节。
Chapter 20, verse 18。
And
when they had come to him, he said to them, You know from the first day that I came to Asia, in what manner I always live among you.
十八节，他们来了，保罗就说，你们知道自从我到亚细亚的日子以来，在你们中间始终为人如何。
Paul truly knew how to build a relationship with the members.
所以保罗知道如何跟这些信徒来建立一个良好的关
系。And what he said here, from the beginning, he lived among all the disciples.
所以他说一开始他就跟这些门徒一起
来。Even though Paul was a Pharisee,
即使保罗是一个法利赛人。
Even though he was very educated,
即使他是非常有学问的一
个人。But he did not consider himself above anyone.
但是他不认为自己就是比他们高尚。
Because his purpose is to be, you know, everything to all men.
因为他的主要目的是以 众人合一。
So he can bring them to Christ.
让他们能进入耶稣基督。
Now when I went to Africa,
当我到这个非洲去，
I was very touched by the senior ministers.
我非常被这个年长的这些圣职人员的举动感动。
Because they truly preach and live their life by example.
因为他们是借由他们的行动来作为一个很好的模
范。I remember one time I asked one of the brothers in Kenya.
我记得我问肯雅的一个弟兄。
And I asked him, I said,Why? First question. Why did you baptize in our church?
我就问他为何你要在我们教会受洗呢
？Because there's so many churches in Africa.
因为在这个非洲有非常多的不同教派。
And many churches, if you are a member, you gain much material things.
因为很多时候在其他教会作为一个信徒，你会得到很多。
And if you become the work of that church, you gain even more.
这个属世上的这些事情这些利益，如果你作为他们的牧师的话，你会得到很多。
The Catholic Church.
例如说这个天主教
Those who are members of that church in Africa, every single month, they give them different things.
所以如果作为天主教的信徒呢，每一个月这些天主教就会给他们一些利益。
And then he shared with me.
然后这位弟兄就跟我分
享。Not only that, I asked him, why do you we don't give you 1 cent for serving God for this whole month, bringing us everywhere, to different places. If we don't give you 1 cent, but why do you do it?
我问他。即使这一个月你带我们到不同的地方来捐献你的这个时间带我们到处去，但是我们没有给你一分钱。
I did not ask only one brother, I asked many brothers.
我不单问一个弟兄，我问好几位弟兄。
And one common answer they gave to me is that TJC minister truly lead by example.
他们给我的答案就是，这耶稣教会的这些长职传道，他们是用他们行动来作为一个模范。
And one of the examples they showed me that our ministers they really know how they live, with the members, right? They live with the members.
所以一个例子就是，这些长职传道呢，到那里的时候是跟这些弟兄姐妹一起来居住。
And ask him, what do you mean by that?
我问他这是什么意思呢
？Say many other churches.
他说很多其他的教派的这些牧师。
If the missionary come from other country when they come, first they will not live with the people.
他说这些外教会的牧师，当他们来到的时候，他们不会跟这些当地的信徒一起。
They stay in the city in hotel.
他们会在这个市中心的一个旅馆。
When they eat, they don't eat with the members.
当他们吃的东西的时候，不会跟这些非洲弟兄姐妹来吃。
They just go back to the city and eat.
他们只是回到这个城市去吃。
But TJC ministers,
但是真耶教会的这些长子传道。
We live with them.
我们跟他们一起居住。
We eat with them.
我们跟他一同吃饭。
We do everything with them.
我们跟他们一起做一切的。
And they felt this is.Real, this is what brother and sister should be.
所以他们感觉到这个关系是一个真实的关系，这就是弟兄姐妹所应有的关系。
And not only that, when we go toward them, we don't act that we are much better than others.
我们到他们面前，我们也不会说我们比他们高上一层。
No, sometimes, when I went to Pastor Cole.
所以有一次我跟这柯传道到非洲。
And when he preached the gospel to them.
当他把这个道理传给他们的时候。
Sometimes there's only 5-6 of them.
有时候只有4-5个人。
And I was saying to myself, actually,They don't know how important this pastor is to our church.
所以我在我心里面，我在想这几位这些慕道者不了解客传道在我们教会他有多大的影响力。
They don't know that IA used Pastor Cole to teach so many pastors in the past and in the present.
所以我在说他们这些非洲的这些慕道者不了解这个点种。给客传道教多少课，特别是教这些传道们。
But among our brothers and sisters in Africa,
但是对于我们非洲的弟兄姐妹
，we act just like one of them.
他对他们就好像其中一个弟兄姐妹。
He does everything with them.
他跟他们一起。
And that's why so many of them are so touched by that kind of that kind of teaching, actually leading by example.
所以他们很多都因为客传道的这个。行动这些模范而感觉而被感动。
So what does that mean for us if we are RE teachers?
所以对我们作为这个宗教教育老师是如何的？
We get to spend more time with our students.
我们必须要跟我们的同学这些学生花更多时间。
We have to live our lives in the midst of them. In other words, that we need to take time to develop a relationship with them.
我们必须要花时间跟他们建立一个良好的关系。
And that's why Paul said, "In what manner I always live among you, not above you, not below you, but among you."
所以在这里保罗说。
You can see so many students nowadays really need our relationship, our attention. Because teaching, yes, maybe only 1 hour per week. But actually, the greater teaching is how we live, you know, with them and as be an example for them.
那是更好的教育呢, 就是让我们如何来跟,
because that 1 hour of teaching is only effective if you and I live our life by example.
那一个小时的教导, 要让它发挥最大的效力, 就是让我们用我们的生命作为他们的模范。
And also verse 19.
我们看第19节,
says serving the Lord with all humility.
服侍主凡事谦卑。
This is also very important.
这是非常重要的。
Just like we say that Paul, actually, when it comes to wisdom and knowledge, he has plenty.
所以我们有知道保罗对于这个知识呢，他是非常充足的。
But will he just humble himself?
但是他却在他们面前谦卑。
Even though he's a Pharisee of Pharisees, but he humbled himself.
虽然他是法利赛人中的法利赛人，但是他谦卑自己。
As IE teachers,
作为宗教教育老师,
yes, maybe a student is E1, E2, you know, they're very young, but you know, when we teach them with humility, they can feel it.
虽然我们的学生可能是小学一二年级，但是当我们教导他们的时候，用一个谦卑的态度，他们可以感觉得到。
And then when we live our life and interact with one another with humility, they also can see it.
当我们跟其他的教会信徒互动的时候，是有一个谦卑的心，他们也看得到。
So in other words, when we talk about you know, teaching our children, you know, with humility, we're not talking about only with that 1 hour of class every single week, but rather our lifestyle, the way we do things.
所以我们教导这个孩童呢，不单在那一个小时来教导他们如何谦卑，但是在我们的日常生活，在我们基督徒生活上，也要显出出。
So that's why you and I, if we want to be, you know, if we want to be able to develop great relationship with our students.
所以我们如果要这样做，才可以与我们的学生建立一个良好的关系。
We need to truly have the kind of humility inside our heart.
我们必须要有这个真正的谦卑在我们心里。
Then the second half of verse 19.
在19节的下半段。
With many tears and trial which happened to me by the plotting of the Jews.
眼泪中，眼中流泪，又因犹太人的谋害经历试炼你们。
Now when Paul was preaching the gospel to them, it was not easy.
所以保罗向他们传道并不是简单的一件事。
He encountered many people went against him.
因为有犹太人来谋害他。
Of course, all these things are Satan's work.
虽然我们知道这一切都是撒旦的工作。
So the same thing for us when we're trying to teach now the children the way of the Lord.
所以同样的，当我们教导这些孩童神的道理的时候，
it's never an easy thing.
不会是一件容易的。
Because Satan did not want to build, you know, for you to build their faith in Christ.
因为撒旦不会允许我们为他们的信仰而建立起来。
And that's why nowadays we know that teaching the young children is more important than the, you know, than the sermon on the pulpit.
所以我们知道，当我们教导我们孩童的这个行为，比在听道理更要重要。
Because the children are the future of our church.
因为这些孩童是我们教会未来。
Now we look at them nowadays.
我们经常在看他们的时候，
it really takes a great miracle for them to stand firm in their faith.
如果要他们在信仰上可以站立的稳，其实是一个奇迹。
And quite often when you and I try to teach them the way of the Lord, it's just very difficult.
很多时候，当我们教导他神的道理的时候，是非常艰难的一件事情。
So now with in tears and trials, when you know we will teach our young people.
所以要经历这个眼泪，经历这些谋害，我们来教导我们这一下一代。
So now we need to be courageous, we need to be diligent.
所以我们必须要付出这个努力，我们必须要有这个。
We need to be example also going through suffering as the you know, things that we do for our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们必须要刚强壮胆，为耶稣来做这些事情。
Because sometimes as teacher, maybe you know we go through a little bit of trial and tribulation and maybe just give up, we don't want to teach anymore.
可能在我们做这个宗教教育老师的生涯当中，我们经过一些困难，我们就不想再服侍神了。
But in reality, to build the children's faith in Christ is very difficult.
其实说在如果要把孩子的信仰在耶稣基督里边建立起来是一个非常困难的一件事。
If we don't do with tears and trials, this means actually we're not doing what we need to do.
如果没有在流泪还在别人的谋害当中这样的进行的话，是我们就是没有做好。
I mean, look at Moses 40 years in the wilderness.
我们看摩西在这个旷野40年。
Those 40 years, he suffered a lot.
这40年呢，他经历了非常多。
He cried many times, and the trial and tribulation came to him many times.
他向神哀哭很多次，而且这些痛苦也临在他身上非常多次。
And with all that, the people didn't even really appreciate him.
即使如此，这些以色列人并没有感激他的这些辛劳。
Maybe it is also, you know, the way our children feel, even though we try so hard, give our best.But the children don't show appreciation. But that's okay. We do it not only for them, but also for Lord Jesus Christ.
所以对我们孩童也是一样。虽然我们为我们孩童做了很多，但是他们不能体会。但是我们只要相信我们尽力本分就好了。
And but when the children see how hard we work and how diligent we are, that is leading a good example.
但是如果这些孩童们、学生们看到我们如何的尽力，他们可以体会到，这就足够了。
And look at verse 20.
我们看二十节。
Verse 20.
二十。
How I kept back nothing that was helpful, but proclaimed it to you and taught you publicly and from house to house.
二十节，你们也知道，凡与你们有益的，我没有一样避讳不说，或在众人面前，或在个人家里，我都教导你们。
So you can see Paul gave his all.To the disciples.
所以我们可以看到保罗将所有的一切都给了这些门徒。
Because for Paul giving his all to disciples is exactly giving his all to our Lord Jesus Christ.
因为当保罗把这一切的都给他的给这些众门徒，就是等于他把这一切给主耶稣基督。
I'm sure many of us come to, you know, sometimes we come to class.
很多时候，当我们来到教室
，we just feel very tired, feel very exhausted.
我们可能感觉到非常的累。
Maybe we don't feel like we want to teach.
可能我们感觉到不想再教了。
But that is the time that you and I must give our all.
但是就是在这时候呢，我们必须要给予我们的所有。
You know, when I look at all the pastors,
当我看这我们的这些传道人
，you know, a lot of them are very, you know, exhausted.
很多大部分的这些传道都非常的累。
During the minister workshop, you know, we're talking, you know, what we have been doing the last 2-3 months.
所以在这个长子训练班的时候，我们在彼此分享我们这过去一年所做的事情。
And most of us, you know, is in some kind of seminar, especially spiritual convocation.
So.我们的这些传道都会说我会在某一个区在负责当时的灵恩布道会。
And even though I know all them are so exhausted, so tired.
所以我知道这些传道们他们是身心非常疲惫。
But when they come up and give sermon, when they talk to members, you can see actually they really give their all.
但是当他们来到这个讲台前面来领会，然后跟弟兄姐妹来谈话的时候，他们是把所有的一切尽力给这些。
I remember one the pastor shared me like during speech convocation.
我记得有一个传道跟我们分享，在这个灵恩布道会的时候
，He gets so exhausted.
他是多么的累。
Because quite often we think, you know, exhaustion is only when you do something physical. Actually, no. When you really, you know, pray for members or pray for people, when you meditate in the Word of God, when you do think them so much.You become really exhausted.
我们非常的累，不是在肉体的累，其实传道的累是在他如何向神的祷告，为某个弟兄姐妹来代祷，然后思想神的话，这是导致他非常的累。
So he said, "No, during spiritual convocation, he's exhausted, but members cannot tell that he's exhausted."
所以他说，当他领这个灵恩布道会的时候呢，他非常的疲惫，但是。这些同龄们却没有感觉到。
Because he always tries the best to give his all.
因为他尽力了，把他所有的一切都给予。
Then you see, after speech convocation, usually take 2-3 days, like to rest.
所以，这个灵恩布道会过后呢，他必须花2-3天的时间来复原。
So he can gain his strength for the next weekend to come.
所以他可以休息足够，让在面对下一个星期的挑战。
And I know that many ministers are like this.
我知道很多这些传道长子们都是如此。
So that's why we think as RE teachers.
所以作为这个宗教教育老师
，Our role is so important to the, you know, the young people's life.
所以对于这些同学们的这生命当中，我们负很大的责任。
When we go into class.
当我们进入这个课室的时候
，And even though yes, maybe that day we have a bad day.
可能当天呢，我们经历一个不好。
Maybe our week is not good. Maybe at the previous week is not good.
可能上个星期我经历的事情不是很好。
But whatever's going on in our lives.
当这些事情在我生命当中, 发生,
but the minute we step into that room.
当我们踏进了那个教室,
we must give our all.
我们必须要把所有的,
give our all to what?
把所有的精力都给这些孩子,
give our all to our Jesus Christ and teach them the way of the Lord.
然后把所有的精力交给这些孩童, 把所有的一切都给耶稣基督。
Even though maybe right now a lot of students they don't appreciate, when what you're doing with them or what you're teaching them.
虽然现在的学生呢，可能对你所教的不在乎，也不体会。
But when they grow older,
当他们逐渐成长的时候,
they will remember how much we care for them and how much we show them example to be a diligent person and to give all to them.
他们会记得你以前如何的作为一个模范来教导他们。
And then look at verse 21.
我们看21节。
And testifying to the Jews and also to the Greek, repentant toward God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ.
21节，又对犹太人和希律尼人证明当向神悔改，信靠我主耶稣基督。
Now why did Paul mention this?
为什么保罗在这里谈到这一点呢？
That he preached to the Jews, testified to the Jews, also to the Greek, repentance toward God.
他又对犹太人和希律尼人证明当向耶稣基督悔改。
Now, quite often nowadays, you feel like if you want to develop good relationship with a person, you must always be positive, right? Say good things, good, good feeling things, right? Things that make a person feel good.
所以现在的时代呢，当我们要跟另外一个人建立一个良好的关系，我们通常就是说一些比较正面的这些话题。
And sometimes when we talk to the students,
很多时候当我们
when they do something wrong,
跟同学说一些话，当我们做错的一些事情，可能做了一些事情来犯罪得罪神。
Maybe do something that's
sinning
against God.
可能做了一些事情来犯罪得罪神。
Maybe be afraid to say something, to correct them, to repent towards God.
我们可能就很惧怕的告诉他们，必须要悔改，向神悔改。
But actually, if we truly love our student,
但是如果我们真正的爱我们的同学,
we will truly share them and teach them how to repent before God.
我们教导他们如何向神悔改。
Yes, maybe the minute you, the moment you tell them that what they're doing is wrong, maybe they feel a little sad, maybe even upset with us.
所以虽然当我们告诉这些同学，当他做了某些事情犯罪得罪神，当刻之下，他们可能感觉到不高兴。
But later on,
那是以后。
They would give thanks.
他们会,
maybe love them enough to be able to tell them what they're doing wrong.
他们会感谢，他们会了解你为什么告诉他们做错事情。
Because to live a righteous and a holy life before God is very important.
因为要在神面前过着一个敬虔还有圣洁的一个人的生活，并不是简单的。
If you want to develop a great relationship with our students,
如果我们要跟我们同学建立一个良好的关系,
we must. Be an example to tell them, don't be afraid, when we do something wrong, to repent before God.
我们要做一个模范，告诉他们，当我们做错事情的时候，我们必不需要害怕来向神悔改。
Because not repenting is much worse.
因为如果不悔改，是比悔改还要糟。
Because when we don't teach them how to repent, then there's no room for, for God's mercy. For God's grace.
因为如果他们不悔改的话，他们没办法得到神的这个怜悯慈爱。
So that's why we'll be talking about develop relationship with our students.
所以当我们说我们跟我们这些同学建立一个良好的关系。
Don't be afraid to share with them what they do wrong.
所以当他们做错事情的时候，我们并不需要惧怕来告诉他们。
Of course, we must do it with love, with gentleness, with kindness.
当然，我们必须要以爱心、温柔还有良善的心来告诉他们。
See, Paul did all these things, and the people still love him so much.
所以保罗做这一切事情，所以。 以弗所的这些门徒还非常爱他，
because they knew that Paul loved them very much.
因为他们知道保罗非常爱他们。
And the reason he did all that because he loved them. That's why.
他做这一切是因为他爱这些门徒。
And then look at verse 24.
我们看24节。
But none of these things move me, nor do I count my life dear to myself, so that I may finish my race with joy and with. And the ministry which I received from the Lord Jesus to testify to the gospel of the grace of God.
我不却以性命为念，也不为看宝贵，只要行完我的路程， 我就从耶稣基督所从主耶稣所领受的职事，证明神恩惠的福音。
Yes, he shared with them. Yes, he will go to Rome and be sacrificed for our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以他告诉他们，他会到罗马为耶稣基督的道来牺牲。
But you know, he said, all these things does not move me. All these things does not make me afraid.
他说这一切事情却不让他受困或者感觉到惧怕。
He said, why? Because he did not count his life more important.That his ministry to our Lord Jesus Christ.
因为他不却以性命为念，也不看为宝贵。
And why? Because he want to finish his race with joy.
因为他只要行完他的路程，而且以喜乐的心行完这个路程。
How can Paul say that?
为什么保罗可以
这样？He's going to Rome to be put to death.
他要到罗马，然后受死刑。
But how can that bring him joy?
为什么这一件事情让他有喜乐呢？
Actually, because.He knows that is God's will for him.
他知道这是神的旨意。
Yes, even though people discourage him not to go.
虽然这些门徒呢劝勉他不要去。
But he must lead by example.
但是他必须要用他的行为来作为榜样。
That serving God is more important than saving his own life.
因为侍奉神比拯救自己的性命还要重要。
Of course, when you and I serve, you know, the our young brothers and sisters.
所以当我们侍奉我们这些年轻的弟兄姐妹，
they must know that we put Jesus first in our lives.
他们必须要知道我们把耶稣基督放在我们生命当
中放为第一。If they don't see us putting Jesus first in our lives,
如果我们没有把耶稣基督放在我们生命当中放为第一的话，
then how can they listen to what we share and teach them? How can they listen to what we have to share and what we need to teach them?
他们怎么听我们教他所教他的事情呢？
Think about this.
我们这样想想。
If we come to IE class not prepared,
如果我们到这个宗教教育的课的时候，
and if we come to IE class late,
如果我们到这个课室的时候是迟到的，
and when we teach a student, we just don't feel like just like another day, there's nothing that important.
如果我们到这个课里面在教的时候，只是把它当成是另外一天，
and maybe when they go on our Facebook to look,know what we post on Facebook and stuff like that, it really, you know, say nothing that we put, you know, say nothing concerning that we put Jesus first, and then they would see all these things.
如果他们到我们脸书上看到我们所写的一些事情都跟我们的信仰没有关系的话，这会影响他们。
So that's why we're talking about our student must see in us that we put Jesus first.
所以我们要让我们学生看到我们把耶稣基督放在我们生命当中。
If we be able to do this,
如果我们可以这样行的话，
then you know our hearts will be full of joy.
我们的心就会充满了喜乐。
Why? Because we are faithful to our Lord Jesus Christ.
为什么呢？因为我们对我们耶稣基督是信实的。
Even though sometimes we feel like you know I'm just an IE teacher.
虽然有时候我们只会感觉到我们只是小小的一个宗教教育老师。
But throughout our teaching for these many years, even saving one soul, touching one student's heart.This more important than anything else we can gain in this world.
但是我们经历那么多年作为宗教教育老师，如果我们可以在一个学生上让他受感动，这是比所有全世界的东西还要强。
And another thing too, here when we teach the younger people,
还有一件事情，当我们教导这个下一代，
we must have joy inside our heart.
我们在我们心里必须要有这个喜乐。
You know, the last couple of years, the church.Evaluate all the pastors, right? Different churches evaluate the pastors.
所以过去几年呢，不同的教会就给这些传道做了一个做一个测试。
And one of the recommendation, you know, for the pastor that we don't show too much joy serving God.
有一个提议就是说，这些传道人呢，当他们侍奉神的时候，脸上并没有多大的这种喜乐。
And that's why maybe no one apply for TTP, right? For theological seminar.
所以因为如此，所以没有什么人要报考作为
传道人。When you look at the past, we all look so depressed, right? And all so sad, and also a heavy burden.
因为当我们看到传道人的时候，都是看起来非常的沮丧，看起来非常的累。
But you know, we all say, no, the joy is within inside of us.
我们常常对信徒说，这个喜乐是在心里面。
Actually, we are very joyful, also will come out of us too, right?
但是如果真正在我们心里有这个喜乐的话，会在我们脸上出现。
So we all agree that we need to be more joyful in serving God.
所以我们同意，我们必须侍奉神的时候，必须持有更大的
这个喜乐。So the same thing as teachers.
作为这些宗教教育老师也是如
此。When we come to, you know, to teach the younger people, we must be very joyful and excited about doing it.
当我们来教导这些孩童关于这圣经的时候，我们必须持守一个非常快乐的这种态度。
But the question is,
问题是,
what moved Paul to go through all this for the disciples, for God's people?
什么激励保罗来经历这一切?
Look at verse, he knew ahead of time. He wanted to prepare them so they did not fall into the hand of Satan.
所以保罗呢,来准备他们,让他们不会掉落这个撒旦的网络。
And our motivation to teach a student is exactly the same thing.
对于我们作为主教教老师，这也是应该激励我们对孩子的。
If we have the right motivation, why we are teaching the younger brothers and sisters?
如果我们教导这些下一代的这些同学们有正确的激励的方式。
Look at verse 29.
我们看28节。
For I know this, right? Paul said, "For I know this."
保罗说，我知道。
After my departure, savage wolves will come in among you, not sparing the flock.
我去之后必有凶暴的豺狼进入你们中间，不爱惜羊群。
Look at the young students nowadays.
我们看今天的这些年轻的孩子。
How many of them truly keep their faith when they go to college?
当他们进入这个大学之后，他们有多少人是持守这个真理？
Because when they go to college, actually they go on. You know, to a place that Satan can attack them.
因为当他们进入大学之后，这就是撒旦可以进入他们的时候。
But it's our job.
但是是我们的工作。
To prepare them for this kind of life.
来为着他们准备这条路。
So that when they go to college, they continue to serve our Lord Jesus Christ.
当他们到了这个大学的时候，他们可以继续的来侍奉。
Why? Because when they go to college, they are on their own.
因为当他们到了大学之后。
But whatever we taught them through all these years, that's a lesson they will learn and overcome temptation.
他们就自己更深的，所以他们要经历我们这么多年的来教导他们在宗教教育上，让他们。
And what we taught through all these years,
我们所教的这些年，that's
what they use to build a relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ.
就是他们用来跟神建立一个良好的关系。So
that's why Paul knows that the savage wolves will come among them.
因为所以保罗知道有。 这个凶暴的才能必进入他们中间。
Then verse 3 says, also from among yourself, men will rise up, speaking perverse things to draw away the disciples after themselves.
30节就是你们中间也有必有人起来说悖谬的话，要引诱门徒跟他们跟从他们。Look at
nowadays the young people.
我们看现今的这些年轻人。
They go around deceiving one another.
他们彼此的迷惑。
Same things that's not according to the Bible.
说一些跟圣经不符合的事情。
But because they are the same age, they're going through the same thing, so it's easy for them to believe those false things.
因为他们在同样的一个年龄层，所以他们说话就彼此可以有个共鸣。
So not only we have to protect them from those who are outside, we also have to protect them from those who's inside.
所以我们不单要保护他们从外在的这些因素，也要保护他们从这个内在的因素。
That's why our job as RE teachers. It's so important.
所以作为一个宗教教育老师的这个责任是非常重要。
To bring them life or death.
因为这可以给他们带来生命或者带来死亡。
If we teach them well,
如果我们教导的好的话,
then through our teaching, through our sharing, can save this spiritual life.
借由我们的教导可以拯救他们的灵魂。
And that's why verse 3 says, therefore, watch and remember that for 3 years I did not cease to warn everyone night and day with tears.
31节，所以你们应当警醒，纪念我3年之久，昼夜不住的流泪，劝诫你们个人。
So now we're teaching the younger people.
所以当我们教导这年轻的一代。
It's not a one-day thing or one-year thing.
不是一年或两年的事情。
But we have to teach them the rest of our lives.
必须要花我们下半生来教导。
And one of the most important, we must lead by example.
最重要的是借由我们的行为来给他们做一个模范。
And the first example is how you and I, in front of them, you know, just to teach them, you know, teach the word of God to them.
所以我们在他们面前做一个模范来教导耶稣基督的话。
Yes, we must live in the midst of them.
我们必须在他们中间。
We need to know who they are and what they like or what they dislike.
知道他们是谁，知道他们喜欢什么，不喜欢什么。
We also serve with humility.
也是以谦卑的心来彼此。When
trying tribulation come, we are not afraid.
当这个灾难来临的时候，我们并不惧怕。
And we have to give our all to them.
必须把所有的一切都给。
And don't be afraid to tell them what is right and wrong.
也不需要惧怕告诉他们什么是对，什么是错。
Because how we live our lives, that's how they can imitate when they get older.
因为我们如何走这信仰道路，就是让他们来模仿。
And that's why when Paul left Ephesus.
所以当保罗离开以弗所,
they all fell on his neck, they wept and they kissed him.
所以他们就抱着他痛哭,
because they had such a great relationship.
因为他们有,
because Paul, he truly lived a life to serve God's people and also to serve God.
And
he became a great example to all of them.
他作为他们一个美好的一个模范。
May God help us.
愿神帮助我们大家。
As I rise, sing hymn 398.
请起立唱诗398首。
Living for Jesus.
为主而活。
Living for Jesus, a life that is true, striving to please Him in all that I do, yielding.